struggle is real. It's a second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 102.7 The Bomb.
Okay, second date update on the 20s. We got Jason on the line.
Jason,
which one is he?
Jason Voorhees, right?
Halloween, right? Jason Myers. It sounds like you're whispering ha 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 in Spanish to me.
LOL.
Hey, Jason.
What up, Mike?
What?
Jason, yeah, Jason.
I'm here.
But Michael Myers, I got my scary guys mixed up. But no, it's Jason, yeah.
Which one is Jason?
He's Halloween.
But is that Michael Myers?
Mask.
Is he the Friday the 13th?
Oh, yeah.
Because I remember that's the same as the actor, you know, like, shwing!
Yeah.
So Mike Myers?
Yeah, so what was Jason then? Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Friday the 13th, isn't he the dude with the scissor hands?
No,
it's a hockey mask, right?
Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger, yeah. Nightmare on Elm Street.
All right, cool, whatever then. This is like 2 minutes of my life I would like back. And it all started with cha-cha-cha-cha. Okay, Jason, tell us about your date, man. Let's move on, please.
Okay. Jeez. I went out with Mahia, and she was hot and hilarious. I thought we had a really great time. But she's totally been ghosting me. I get that, like, we just met on Bumble or whatever, and maybe it wasn't that serious to her, but our first date out, I thought, went really well. Like, we went out and got some food, some drinks. I thought it was a really good date. And then she just disappeared, and I don't get it. I'm hoping maybe you can help me figure out why.
Okay. Like, what kind of food did you have, and how many drinks did you have? Did you get a little, you know, I love your hair on my hair. Is that a perm?
Like, run my fingers through my hair.
I didn't want to give you a blowout on your hair on my hair. Will you give me a blow?
You know? Yeah. I mean, were you well behaved, and did you have a good conversation during dinner?
Yes.
Was it awkward?
Man, I was so well behaved. I feel like I really let her set the tone, and her tone was wild. I'll admit, we had more drinks than we had food. We just had some little poo-poos, you know?
So uh-huh.
I had a really great time, and I thought she did too.
Wait, so did you guys, you know,
how did it conclude after the good time?
Little tongue.
Well, we went back to my place, and I'm pretty sure you guys know how that goes.
Oh, okay.
Whose place? Your place or her place?
We went back to my place because I didn't live too far away, and things got pretty heavy pretty quick, and it was a really good time.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Good job. Well, Jason has a machete.
Yeah, no, we get it. Yeah, no, but that, yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to make any more analogies because it's just. Stabbed with the machete. Okay.
Oh, my God.
That really was a cha cha.
It was a cha cha
moment.
Yes.
All right, Jason, you said her name was Mahia.
Mahia, yeah.
Okay, we're going to give her a call right now, if you don't mind. Just stay quiet on the other line. Let Freddie, Jason, and Michael do the talking over here. Figure out what happened. See if we can get y'all reconnected and see where it goes from there, okay?
Nice.
Okay.
All right, Chucky.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hello, is this Mahia?
This is Mahia.
Hey, Mahia, it's the Kayla Show. That's Fat Joe.
What's up, girl?
We got MJ right there.
How's it?
Good hair.
What the Mahia's up with you?
What? What in the Mahia's up? Oh, what in the hell's up with you?
What the Mahia's up with you?
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to go with something where it's like, I need some spray for my hair.
Yeah.
I woke up in the bed and made my hair all bedhead.
My hair get ukus right now.
My hair. It's the Kayla Show.
Hello.
Fat Joe and
hey,
MJ.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good to meet you.
Good morning. Oh, okay, there was a lot of talk. I didn't know what was happening.
We're talking about your hair,
my hair.
Yes.
My hair, actually.
Yeah, your hair. Well, yes. A hair. Anyway, Maya, we're on the air right now. We made an outgoing phone call to you, so legally need your permission to keep this conversation going, if that's okay.
Ken.
Sure.
Okay, Maya, we're calling about this guy you met on Bumble. You guys went out for some like poo-poos and drinks, had a few more drinks than poo-poos, so you ended up back at his place because, yeah, you got a little buzzing cousin.
Then you go.
And his place a lot closer.
Then you poo-poo inside, yeah.
And then he went poo inside, not poo-poo inside.
Yeah.
Poo difference. I'm hoping this narrows it down, Maya. You know what we're talking about?
Jason.
Jason is right. He's gotten back to you. Ever since then, you haven't gotten back to him. Yeah. Is there a reason why? Are we missing anything here?
No, he's got OCD, like, to the 10th power. Ridiculous. I mean, it didn't, like, come to my attention until, like, you know, we went back to his place. And, I mean, you know, if I'm at his place, we had something happen. Yeah, we had sex.
I don't want to say, like, you know, some things happen, you know, but we're back at his place, but I'm not going to get that. We don't!
Yeah,
we oofed.
We had some ratio.
Yeah, we humped in every direction. Yeah.
It was good too.
Was
good. Yeah,
my hair was all messed up all at the end of the night. Yeah, I mean, it was great, but I'm not gonna tell. I don't kiss and tell. But yeah, we totally hung.
His house was like beautiful, immaculate. You're like, it's so clean. You don't want to touch anything or move anything because you feel like, you know, it's, I don't know. You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm just kind of giggling over here because that's my dad's house.
That's my mom's.
Oh, is it? Oh,
100%.
Oh,
try bringing a four-year-old with you to that house.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. But I want to get to your story. Okay. I got this little anecdote about baby Kate. You want to talk about one of the few times where I genuinely... So my dad, he's got all of this fancy pieces of artwork worth thousands and thousands of dollars.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Baby K was maybe barely 3 years old at the time, right? One of the pieces of art is probably bigger than all of us painting of an eagle or like an Asian bird.
Okay.
And so back in the days, you know, they used to put like a metal cuff around what is the ankle of a bird. And so being that it's bigger than us, it went from basically the floor up above our heads.
Wow.
Baby K, was three, he's just, and my dad just moved into this house, right?
Oh, yeah.
Baby K goes, bird! And it starts running to go grab the bird.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And I don't know, this painting is probably worth over $20,000.
And
on top of that, we were eating pizza from Costco.
Oh, no.
So he had tomato sauce all over his fingers and hands. And I was like, I ran so fast.
Oh,
and I couldn't catch him because he was fast.
Oh, my God.
I literally went, no. I dove in midair and I swiped his feet.
Oh, my God.
I had to trip.
Triple bag.
Be like, don't touch the painting. Leave
the
bird
alone. You don't want none of that smoke, boy.
Oh, my gosh.
After that, I was like, you are not allowed to go in this room with the bird. $20,000+ bird.
Wow.
The painting of it.
Wow.
I know what you're talking about, Mahale. Please continue. Yes.
Well, I mean, it wasn't, we handled $20,000 painting, but like, okay, this is nice. Because, you know, you go to guys' houses, you don't care if like some crumbs go on the floor because the rest of the house is not looking all that. But I felt like really self-conscious. I had like a cup and I was going to put in the sink. He was like, no, just leave it. I'll wash it. And he washed it immediately afterwards. I was like, dang. Usually, you know, people leave stuff in the sink.
Yeah, you get to it the next day or whenever you got free time.
Yeah,
right.
Whatever.
He washed both the glasses as soon as we were done. And it was like, all right. So then, like, I'm walking around looking at family portraits and stuff. And I picked up one and I put it back down. Apparently, I didn't put it back in the right place because he was, like, right behind me and putting it in the same angle it was at before. I was like, wow. That's really anal. Like, and he was doing that with every one that I picked up. I was like, okay, so I'm not going to touch anything anymore. So then I went to the bathroom, right? He has, like, these fringes on the rugs and stuff. Like, you know, when I was walking to the bathroom, he's, like, adjusting the fringes. I'm like, wow. It's a rug. Like, after I came out of the bathroom, he went in there and wiped up the sink. I'm like, wow. Are you kidding me? Like, when we had sex, it was really organized and clean, like, you know.
Don't drop things over here, please.
Before we engage in coitus,
yes.
Please put this towel under you.
Right.
Like,
where's a rubber mat. Let's use that.
Here's a wipe. Will you please wipe down your back and behind before we engage into this coitus?
No, you're joking, but he actually did pull out a towel and put it under.
What?
I was like, yeah.
Good for him.
You know how much he plans on, quote unquote, wrecking shop as Joe puts it? Yeah. Based upon the shade of towel.
You gonna get it, girl. Yes. Can't mess up those sheets, though.
But he had throw pillows on the bed, and like it kept falling off, and he kept picking it up in the middle of us doing it. And I'm like, leave the f***ing pillow on the floor. What are you doing? He even had like a little baggie when he took the costume off. Like, he had a little baggie for it. Like, you know, when you're picking up the dog doo-doo?
Yeah, like the doggy doo-doo bags, yes.
In his defense, you don't want that all over the floor.
Yeah, but I also don't know anyone that has fixed the bed while on the bed, using the bed to have coitus.
The pillow,
watch out with it.
Put the pillow back. I can't concentrate.
You know what I'm saying?
This is Egyptian cotton. Don't pull on the sheets, girl.
No.
This is 1500 thread count.
Keep your butt on the towel.
I just ironed it. Gosh damn you.
No. Come on the floor to my Persian rug instead.
So it sounds like
I'm glad that you finished the sentence there, Joe. That would have gotten really bad. Go ahead,
MJ.
It
seems like he has extreme OCD.
Yes, that sounds terrible. Jason, actually, Mahea, Jason's been on the other line. He had called us to call you. Jason, like I said, I have yet to meet a human being that was just concerned about the state of their bed while
getting it on.
While oofing, yes.
The whole point of oofing is to mess up your bed, man.
You want that thing to be, that's what we call the measurement of, as Joe put it, wreck shop.
Wreck shop, bro.
That thing's still nicely put together. That means you didn't do your job.
Exactly, bro.
I think I did a pretty good job. You should ask her about it. I think she would agree.
Well, she didn't mention anything about it.
Yeah.
I get the towel thing, though. Good job, man.
I mean, love the towel thing, too.
Me, I'm
where the towels are all messed up, yeah, the towels are bad. That's a bad sign. You can't have messed up towels.
Oh, my God.
Suckery, suck at that. So, Jason, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm agreeing with you, man. There are no messed up towels in my place. My place is organized, color-coded. Everything has a spot, and that's where it is.
Yeah, it's extremely, like nerve-wracking.
It's not nerve-wracking for me. For me, it brings peace and joy because so much of the rest of my life is chaotic that I need that organization at home. It makes me happy.
Right, but what I'm saying,
I get it,
but I'm saying for me, it was extremely nerve-wracking because I felt like self-conscious. You know, I didn't want to do anything that would mess up the peace of the house or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, you literally were behind me wiping up after me.
Yeah, like, maybe I went a little too overboard, yeah.
But dude, I mean, you guys are oofing, you know, and you're picking up the throw pillow. You should be literally throwing the pillow at each other when it's at. You know what I mean? You better be messing up that bed.
It's not time to fold laundry.
High quality, man. Those pillows are high quality. I can't be leaving them rolling onto the floor.
Well, then put them away when you bring a girl home.
That's right.
Yeah.
Real simple.
Exactly.
No, Jason, this is my thought on it, and respect to you guys. I know I heard MJ be like, she hears where you come from. You just need organization in your home. Everything else in life is just kind of out of control, and that's understandable. My thing, though, is if you invite someone into your house, you basically signed a waiver form that it's not going to be in the same state that it was prior to inviting them over.
Right.
And the reason it's not is because everyone doesn't live that lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, if you invite someone over to your house, you want to make them feel comfortable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of hard to feel comfortable when someone's hovering over you wiping stuff up or you move like a decorative piece a little to the right. And you got to put it back 2 centimeters to the left so it was there the way it was.
Exactly.
I don't know anyone that would feel comfortable in that environment. And if that's the case, power to you. Then that's when you'd be like, can we go to your house?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, I don't know. How do you get through long-term relationships, Jason? Because I can imagine that just being a struggle.
We live separately, usually.
Makes sense.
For real, though, when it comes to relationships and stuff, I would never expect the other person to be as OCD as I am. I anticipate that I'll be the one to keep things clean. I wouldn't expect that of them because, you know, my standards are probably going to be higher, and that's okay.
I love how you're viewing this, because that's not like what I was trying to communicate to you. I was saying at your house, when you invite them over, you can't hold them to the same standards you hold yourself, because you want them to feel comfortable in your house, being that you invited them, not the other way around.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, you know, this is where I got a great therapist, because I'm concerned if you actually find the love of your life that you're going to settle down with, and she does not live that same lifestyle that you do to the same standard of OCD-ness that you have, that's going to be a long road ahead of you.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be hovering all over, and I give that 4 hours before she breaks up with you.
Yeah.
Well, I've got some good news. The hover that I'm accused of is not something I usually do, so I'm happy to not do it again. It's not a big deal for me. I don't have to hover over you if you come visit. But I called in because I really had a good time with you, and I'd like to go out again.
Okay. Mahea, can I back up Jason now? I don't know about you. I would rather date someone that is more on the clean side than the dirty side.
Me too.
I think, yes. And it sounds to me like he's here to meet you halfway. He's willing to compromise. He's like, I don't have to be that way.
Yeah.
I will make great efforts to not be that way if you come over again. That's the number one thing in relationships, compromise. Give and take.
Yes.
Well, this is true. I just don't want to be made to feel like I'm a dirty person. Because the way he was cleaning up right after me, like, I made a huge mess, and I didn't clean it up, and he had to clean it up, you know what I mean?
That was my fault. I own up to that.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that.
Not only has he just apologized, he already said that he made a mistake last time. It won't happen again.
Yeah.
To me, that sounds like you expressed and communicated that this didn't make you feel comfortable. He says, I hear you. I apologize. That was my fault. It won't happen again. Mm-hmm. To me, that sounds like a healthy guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, we pay for dinner and drinks.
Okay. I mean, as long as he can back it up and stay to his word, because he seemed very, very anal. So, if he can loosen...
Losing his anal.
Yeah.
Characteristics.
The state
personality. Looking for someone that's more of a loose goose.
Yes.
Jason, are you sure you want to go out with her?
Yeah.
I should be asking you the question. We pay for dinner and drinks. Okay, for both of you, we pay for dinner and drinks. We're beating a dead horse here, and that Jason's already said that he will loosen up and he will get the loose goose that you would
deserve,
like to have, that you deserve, that you would like to have.
Hi.
Y'all take it from there, get to know one another, and the most important thing is that you guys get along.
Exactly.
And then see where it goes. Yeah?
Yes.
Jason?
Yeah.
I'd understand. No. Man. Okay, yeah. All right, cool. Right on. Yes.
All right.
Yay.
That is fantastic. I dig it. All right. So, Jason, the most important thing here to know from Mahea is what? She likes anal. Personalities. You need to loosen the anal personality.
Yeah, you heard that.
Okay, just don't be so anal.
Yes.
Yes, she dis. I'm sorry, she dislikes anal.
Right, right. Yeah,
exactly. He has personalities.
Yes.
Stop being anal.
Got yourself a keeper there.
No, dump her.
Yes.